Army News. Today's music, this is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan to get an update, and I'm speaking to Staff Sergeant Tommy Cowton from the Royal Dragoon Guards A Squadron. Hello.
How are you doing?
So, first of all, just tell me a little bit about the work that you've been doing over the last week or so.
The work that I do is really to keep the vehicles on the road. We have a lot of Warthog vehicles that we use to go on the ground. And basically my job is to, once they get back in, to make sure they've got all the correct spare parts, to resupply the spare parts that they've got from the main bases back to where we are, and also to make sure all the servicing is carried out, to make sure they've got all the correct oils, lubrications, and everything like that, so they can keep on the road, so that when they're needed to, go out the main gate, they can go out and do the task that they're here to do.
So how important is your role?
Without the spares that we get backwards and forwards from the main base in Bastion, the vehicles wouldn't work. We keep the vehicles on the road by resupplying them every... We need to go back at least once or twice a week to pick up the various spares and lubrications and stuff, otherwise the vehicles won't go out the ground. So if we didn't do our part, they wouldn't be able to do their part.
And what can you tell me about the Warthog?
It's a really versatile vehicle. It's a split cab. It's got like an articulation unit in the centre. It's really good over virtually any ground. It's probably one of the best vehicles to use out here to get of the various different ground that we've got. A ground capability vehicle. It's brilliant for what we do. It's got it's good, excellent ground capabilities.
So what's the best part about your job?
It's really to make sure that all the vehicles are fit and healthy before they go out, and to making sure that the lads have got everything that they need, to make sure they can do the job when they're going to go out on the ground.
And when you see these vehicles, how are they faring?
The vehicles have been out here for a couple of years. Now, originally, when the Royal Dragoon Guards were out on Herrick 12, they had a few of these vehicles. That's what our regiment, last time we were out here, we took these vehicles over originally. They've been out here for just over about 2.5 years now. So they've had a lot of hard work over the last 2.5 years. So we're starting to see a lot of the vehicles coming towards the end of their life, but they've had a hard time. The Remy people who work with us are working a lot of hours to make sure they keep them on the road. So it's even vital that we are able to get back to the main bases to get all the spare parts to keep them on the road.
Are they getting less hammer than they would say on, you know, Herrick 12, as things change and things progress in theatre?
I think the amount of operations that they've been doing over the last few Herricks is that they haven't been doing any less mileage. It's been doing the different tempo of operations, what they've been doing from a lot of fighting to obviously what we're doing now out here.
Well, listen, thank you very much for speaking to me today. Best of luck with the rest of the tour. And just finally, is there any message to friends and family back home that you'd like to relay?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife and my kids, Bethany and Ellie. Missing you loads. Can't wait to land back again. And I love you loads.
That's great. Staff Sergeant Tommy Cowton from the Royal Dragoon Guards in Afghanistan.